KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a cloudy sky. It's currently 68 degrees. We do look for a flash flood watch to be in effect until 1 o'clock today for all area counties except for Harrison and Shelby. We can expect cloudy to partly cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high around 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, state climatologist Justin Glisson said the month of August brought some much-needed rain across the state.
So last month, we were below average by about an inch, and this month, closing hours of the month were at about 6 inches, so about 2 inches above normal, which is good for the state because, as you know, the southern counties have been in drought conditions for some time.
In Atlantic, we received 8.85 inches of rain during the month of August, which was nearly 5 inches greater than the normal. The temperature in August statewide ended up around 1.5 degrees above normal, though the highs and lows were not what we usually see in the eighth month of the year.
What we typically expect is 83 degrees for the high and 61 degrees for the low. Well, this month we've been above average for the high temperature at around 91 degrees, but the average low has been 51 degrees. So when you take the average of those two, the statewide temperature is, effectively we're near normal.
In Atlantic, our average high was slightly more than 1 degree above normal at 84.3 degrees. The average low was a tad bit cooler than the norm. The rain we did get across Iowa came in large amounts, and Fort Dodge got more than 15 inches of rain overall in August. Glisson said the rainfall should be more gentle in September.
We're starting to get more frontal systems moving across the state, and these are the types of systems that bring, you know, gentler, steady rains for a few hours, and it blankets the state. So that's when we're typically building up water for the next year.
He says the forecast models are showing a mixture of temperatures and rainfall through September and into November.
Above average temperatures. But again, in terms of precipitation, equal chance for above or below. So it's kind of a flip of the coin.
Glisson said they're seeing a good chance for an El Nino pattern to develop, which would make it a warmer than normal winter. Propane prices are creeping slightly higher in Iowa as farmers prepare for the harvest and drying of their grain. Paul Overham, an ag marketing specialist with the Iowa Department of Agriculture, says the corn harvest will likely begin earlier in parts of southern Iowa this fall due to continued drought. He said those early birds could impact propane prices for the good.
So as they start harvesting earlier, that may relieve some of the pressure that happens typically later in the fall when everybody's harvesting at once. So if it's spread out a little more, that may lessen that demand on supplies in Iowa.
Lesser demand typically means lower prices. Still, foreign markets are helping to drive up propane costs, according to Overham.
We have seen since late 2016 a steady increase in demand for propane overseas, U.S. supplies. So as the U.S. manufactures propane, a lot of that more and more is going overseas, and that has increased prices here.
Propane is averaging $1.26 a gallon in Iowa. That's up about 13 cents a gallon from a year ago. It's estimated 67% of Iowans use natural gas to heat their homes, 15% use electricity, and 14% use liquid propane. Authorities say a Mason City man died after falling into a grain bin at the Five Star Co-op in Rockwell. The incident happened Friday morning. The Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Office has identified the man as 56-year-old Jeffrey Allen Sprague. Investigators say employees discovered Sprague was missing sometime after 7:30 a.m. Friday. Authorities searched the property, and officials say the grain was removed from the bin, uncovering Sprague's body. An investigation will continue through the state medical examiner's office. Cass County Democratic Party headquarters is again open at 511 Chestnut in Atlantic. Party Chair Sherry Telly says a grand opening to which all Democratic candidates on the Cass County ballot have been invited is a meet and greet as well as a chance to discuss their candidacy and their views on the issues. The event will be held next Monday at 6 p.m. with a light supper provided. The Cass County Democratic Party headquarters actually open on August 27th, according to Tully. And provides campaign literature, signs, and other campaign materials on all the Democratic candidates. A waiting list for campaign yard signs is being prepared. Open Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 4. The Democratic headquarters also provides voter registration and absentee ballot early information, or rather early voting information and forms. Their headquarters is 712-243-8683. Dulley said that the headquarters has been in the same location for years. The public is welcome to attend the grand opening next Monday and to stop by during the hours of operation to review the information available. Elsewhere in state news, the father of Molly Tibbetts is asking politicians to show some decency and leave his late daughter's name out of their debate over immigration. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
On the same day authorities announced Molly Tibbetts' body had been found, investigators said the man accused of murdering her was an undocumented farmhand who had been living illegally in Iowa for several years. That evening, President Trump cited the Tibbetts case and called the nation's immigration laws a disgrace. This weekend, Rob Tibbetts wrote an opinion piece published in the Des Moines Register. He asked politicians not to appropriate Molly's soul in advancing views she believed were profoundly racist. Mr. Tibbetts also said the accused murderer is no more a reflection of the Hispanic community as white supremacists are of all white people. Tibbetts wrote in the Register that there is great merit in a reasonable debate and resolution to the nation's ongoing immigration debate, but he said it was shameful that some politicians have chosen to corrupt Molly's tragic death to advance a cause she vehemently opposed. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Well, one hurdle has been cleared in the effort to free a mentally challenged woman convicted in the kidnapping and killing of two elderly women. Attention now turns to Iowa, where she's been in prison for more than two decades. Angel Stewart was convicted of kidnapping in two states because one of the victims abducted in Des Moines was driven to Missouri and killed. A suburban St. Louis-based advocacy group for women in need of legal assistance, the Willow Project, took up Stewart's case. The group said she was abused by men responsible for the crime and was not directly involved and went along only out of fear. They also say she has an IQ of around 65. Missouri recently granted parole. Advocates are preparing a clemency request to Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. Authorities say a Decorah man severely injured in an attack in July has died from his injuries. The Winnesheek County Sheriff's Office's 46-year-old David Hansen was injured in an attack on July the 12th. He died this past Thursday. A man and teenager have been charged. Officials say 18-year-old Dalton Adam and a 17-year-old boy, both from Decorah, were arrested after the assault. They currently face charges of attempted murder, but those charges could be upgraded in the wake of Hansen's death. Court records say someone called 911 to report the attack, and deputies and medics found Hansen severely beaten with a bloody and swollen face. A Libertarian candidate for the Iowa legislature has been arrested and jailed on harassment charges. 39-year-old Chad Roy Brubaker of Clive was jailed Friday afternoon after police say he repeatedly ignored a court order to stop all communication with a woman. Brubaker remained in the Polk County Jail over the weekend. He's running for the Iowa House District 43 seat, which includes the cities of Windsor Heights and Clive. It's not Brubaker's first harassment case. Court records show that in 2009, he was convicted of third-degree harassment for harassing a female student while he was a graduate assistant at Iowa State University. In 2010, Brubaker was given a one-year suspension from Iowa State. Well, a popular elderly sea lion has just died at Blank Park Zoo in Des Moines over the weekend. The Des Moines Register reports that Pupper died Thursday. She was 29. Preliminary results of a necropsy showed that she suffered a chronic health condition. The zoo said in a statement that Pupper received care related to her age but did not display any symptoms of pain. Born at the zoo in 1989, Pupper exceeded the median life expectancy for sea lions in human care by 6 years. She was the oldest sea lion in the zoo's Hub Harbor Seal and Sea Lion Pool. With the 2018 Iowa State Fair now behind them, the foundation that oversees the upkeep of the fairgrounds is working on plans for improvements. Iowa State's Blue Fair Ribbon Foundation Executive Director Peter County said a recently announced record donation of $10 million will help them with that task.
Six of which will go towards renovation of the 4-H building on the fairgrounds, which will commence after the 2019 Iowa State Fair. So we will develop the planning and the budget for that in the next year.
The donation comes from the Richard O. Jacobson Foundation, and the remaining $4 million will go to the foundation's endowment and help with the upkeep of other buildings, which benefited from donation from the late businessman. While they will spend the next year putting together a plan for the 4-H building renovation, County says they have a wish list that they'll look at.
We want to build some new classroom space for it. We want to update we want to update the kitchen, we want to update the restrooms, we want to update all the lighting, all the flooring. It will be a top-to-bottom renovation. That facility was built in 1939 during the Great Depression, and it's obviously a backbone to the fair.
County says the updates will increase the flexibility and use of the building after the annual fair run.
The primary purpose of the Iowa State Fair is those 11 days every August, but we're also renting these facilities out during the interim, and this building will be rented out. It's rented out in the interim now, and it certainly will be in the future. So, name it, we can host event. They can host events in there. It can be rented out for that, and you can rent it out for a thrift show, craft show.
That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.